From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a message called Five Kings of Sin We All Must Slay, part of this series in the book of Joshua. Once again, the text is chapter 10, verses 16 through 27, where we find the record of the five heathen kings who sought to destroy the Gibeonites for having entered into a league with Israel. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns will use the names of the cities ruled by those kings to identify areas of sin over which Christians must achieve victory if they would go on with God. In his introduction to the message, Dr. Cairns has been emphasizing some important truths about dealing with sin. The first rule is to repel the initial attack of sin before it can gain a foothold in the life. As Joshua refused to parley with those five kings, so the believer must avoid coming to terms with sin. The kings of sin must be quickly identified, isolated, and destroyed. It is imperative for the child of God to focus on the obvious sin that represents the biggest problem for him. Until that besetting sin is conquered, every effort to live a holy life will be in vain. The church, as well as the individual believer, must attack the main strongholds of Satan. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will resume this message. First, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of the great English preacher of the 19th century, Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Micah chapter 2, verse 13. The breaker is come up before them. Inasmuch as Jesus has gone before us, things remain not as they would have been had he never passed that way. He has conquered every foe that obstructed the way. Cheer up now, thou faint-hearted warrior. Not only has Christ traveled the road, but he has slain thine enemies. Dost thou dread sin? He has nailed it to his cross. Dost thou fear death? He has been the death of death. Art thou afraid of hell? He has barred it against the advent of any of his children. They shall never see the gulf of perdition. Whatever foes may be before the Christian, they are all overcome. There are lions, but their teeth are broken. There are serpents, but their fangs are extracted. There are rivers, but they are bridged or fordable. There are flames, but we wear that matchless garment which renders us invulnerable to fire. The sword that has been forged against us is already blunted. The instruments of war which the enemy is preparing have already lost their point. God has taken away in the person of Christ all the power that anything can have to hurt us. Well then, the army may safely march on, and you may go joyously along your journey, for all your enemies are conquered beforehand. What shall you do but march on to take the prey? They are beaten, they are vanquished. All you have to do is divide the spoil. You shall, it is true, often engage in combat, but your fight shall be with a vanquished foe. His head is broken. He may attempt to injure you, but his strength shall not be sufficient for his malicious design. Your victory shall be easy, and your treasure shall be beyond all count. Proclaim aloud the Savior's fame, who bears the breaker's wondrous name, sweet name, and it becomes him well, who breaks down earth, sin, death, and hell.
Worship you too.
From time to time here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Get your hands on the kings of the sin. Identify them, isolate them, seal them in the cave, and slay them. That's what we learn. There's a vital lesson that we can never pursue sanctification until this is done. It was only after this that Joshua's soldiers went round from one city to another, Jerusalem to Hebron to Jarmuth to Lachish to Eglon, from one to the other doing his mopping up operation. I'm going to come in due course to that mopping up operation, for that is a wonderful description of what sanctification is in the life of a Christian. But he can only pursue those things when he has first of all dealt with the kings of sin. And while you're not willing to deal with the great monsters of sin in your life, the leading failures, the leading temptations, the open wickedness, while you're not willing to deal with those, you fool yourself if you think you're pursuing holiness in any other part of your life. You get Christians, and every one of us has his own particular monster, his own particular weakness. Every one of us has his own particular place where he has got to fight the battle. Things that would lead you astray would have no impact on me at all. Things that would lead me astray may have no impact on you. But I take a very common example. There are Christians who may spend 10 or 15 hours a week watching HBO movies and television. Now you're fooling yourself. You may give money to missionary work. You may come to prayer meeting. You may give out a gospel tract. You may decide you're going to do this and that and the other thing to cut the outgrowth of sin. You are fooling yourself. And I don't care what kind of words you're able to use. You're fooling yourself. While you are not dealing with the big thing that really needs to be dealt with, you cannot pursue the other sins until you deal with the kings. Of course, there's a lesson there not only for the individual Christian. There's a lesson there for the church at large. The church is called to do battle with the powers of evil. We must not skirmish merely with the underlings of Satan. The Church of Christ must get to the place where it's setting out to capture the strongholds of Satan. Now, if there's one criticism I have of most churches, and I don't exclude ourselves, it's easy to talk about other people, isn't it? Always is easy to do that. But if there's one criticism that can be made of most churches today, we are in the business of little skirmishes here and there, thinking we are fighting the Lord's warfare. But the great strongholds of sin are going unchallenged, and they're going unconquered. Let me give you a sequence of thoughts here. As the Church of Christ, we feel we should battle abortion. Right? I know this church does. We believe that you should be against abortion. Don't see how any Christian could come to any other conclusion. Don't see how any Christian can justify the murder of the unborn. I believe in the old Protestant theology. I better spell this out now. I believe in the old Protestant theology, which believes that abortion is sin, that abortion is murder, that the only time a physician should not seek to save the life of that child is if in saving the life of the child he takes the life of the mother. Romanism believes you kill the mother and you save the child. But that's because of its peculiar superstition that if the child is unbaptized, it will not get to heaven. We reject that superstition as having no basis in Scripture. And we believe in the old Protestant ethic. I must say it very, very rarely ever arises. But if a physician is in a position that he must save only, or he can save only one life, he saves the life of the mother. I don't count that abortion, by the way. Just as if you had a mother of 10 children and she and a one-day-old baby were drowning in the water. And you had time just to get one of them out. Sentiment may say, pull the baby out. But common sense will remember the other 9 children who desperately need that mother and would make sure first to pull her out. But that would be no more killing the child than it would be in the case I've mentioned. But that's by the way. We believe in fighting abortion. But what's the use of fighting abortion if in order to do so, it leads where it has done right across America to ignoring the threat of the Church of Rome and getting into union with Rome? Abortion's bad, it's terrible, it's hellish, it has slain its millions. Rome is the mother of it all and has slain its hundreds of millions and will yet do so. And however much I detest the abortion trade, I have from God's word no warrant whatsoever to go along with Roman Catholic cardinals and priests who with every breath blaspheme the name of my Savior, deny the gospel of His grace, and become the devil's instruments for the damnation of countless souls. I have no warrant whatsoever to do that. But then what's the use of opposing Rome if we fail to maintain the gospel that distinguishes true Bible believers from the Church of Rome? Now we get down to bedrock. Now we get down to what is really wrong in most of our Protestant churches, and that is the almost total absence of anything that is distinctively the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're living in a day when most Protestants, most fundamentalists, don't even recognize what the gospel is. We had a tremendous example of this not very many years ago, and I'm going to be rather vague here, not because I can't be specific, but it's deliberate, because I'm not wanting simply to point a finger at one particular church. This is true of tens of thousands across the country. But in a fundamental Baptist church, known for its soul winning and its outreach and its evangelism and its missions and all that goes along with a good church, in a church that was counted, quote, a good church, one Sunday school teacher gave an outline, 2 lists of the doctrines of salvation. Right or wrong? Which do you choose? Which is right? Tick. What the class wasn't told that in reality, what these were the points about salvation according to classic Protestant Bible theology and the other according to Roman Catholic theology. And almost without exception, those, quote, Bible-believing fundamentalists ticked off one after the other, endorsing Roman Catholic theology. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you they've never been taught the gospel. All they have been told, if you come to Jesus, He'll forgive your sins. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I have no doubt that in sincerity and faith, many, many of those people had come to Christ and were born again believers. But they hadn't been taught the gospel. How can our churches sustain themselves if it's not on the basis of the gospel? What is the use of a church sustaining itself if it's not on the basis of the gospel? What excuse does it have to exist if it's not for the promulgation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, the point I'm making is we can spend our time, and I have indicated some things that I believe are important, so I'm not denigrating these things, but we can spend our time fighting this battle and that battle and that battle and that battle, and we're wasting our time ultimately if we're not going to the great issue at the bottom of it all, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. For ultimately, that's the message that we have. You take that away from us, we have nothing else. There is no virtue in saying, I am against Romanism, I am against the ecumenical one church movement, I am against abortion, I am against this. There's no virtue in that at all, unless we have the gospel to preach to people. So we should learn as a church that we must pursue the great issues, get to the strongholds of the devil. We also, of course, should be willing to take that in a very practical way as a church. And we should look at the strongholds of sin and see that by the grace of God, our witness is going to reach them. I hope that you pray constantly for the outreach work of this church in downtown Greenville. I trust that you pray for those of our number who are there week after week after week, laboring in the hardest of places. That is a stronghold of sin. Now, don't misunderstand me. The yuppies who live around this area are just as depraved and just as sinful and just as sure to be lost in hell without Christ as the poorest drug addict downtown. But it is much easier, at least in some cases, to sit back and imagine that yuppieism is really first cousin of Christianity. And let the poor and the needy go to hell without a hand raised to reach them. There are strongholds of sin that must be challenged and conquered by the grace of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.